Don't be afraid.
Yeah,
I am. I think we've tried, we've certainly focused on that. There's a couple things I'm really happy with is how we've played defensively and the number of power plays we're given the opponent, which was, we went through a period last year of about, it seemed like 3 weeks or a month, I think, where we were really poor. And we've really managed that a lot better. And defensively, we're trying to build a little stronger foundation of defending, and we've been able to do that so far. The new players that we've brought in Ponikoski and Jokinen have helped us. They're very stable players. They play with size and speed. And they're good support in the defensive zone, so they've done a really good job, and they've helped us. And our guys are very conscientious about trying to improve in not only that area, but our road record and some of the things that we weren't so good at last year. This one here. Okay, you got me now? Sorry, guys.
Why do you feel that this was the game to get one to win?
You know, I just wanted to try to get Al playing. I think he needs to be part of our group. And, you know, like when you watch your team have some success a little bit and you're sitting watching, I think it's important he's part of our team. And, you know, Pavlik has played all the games, and we've had in there, we've had some emotional games. And I think it's just good to keep Pavlik fresh, and I think it's good to have Montoya play against his old team. And for the most part, for me, it was just making part of the group. I think that's the big part, you know. And we're going to need him down the road, and I don't want to wait whatever the number of games is. Let's get him going. Let's get him part of this thing. And you hope that, you know, he takes part in the process as well of winning.
Playing against his old team, what is that a factor?
It's not just familiarity. You know, he knows them, and I mean, they know him as well. So, you know, not that he needs to be motivated. He'll be motivated to try to succeed. And it's good that he plays here in our building and gets a feel for that stuff as well. It's just, you know, let's get him going. That's all for whatever. There's not a whole, I haven't played a whole lot into the decision. It's time for him to play. It's pretty much that simple.
What do you see in the Islanders coach?
You know, they got some speed up front. They can play a good transition game, and it's a team that we played last year that came at us with some pretty good speed. So, you know, we're aware of what they are. They're playing pretty well. They're 2-2, and they're not a team that we want to take lightly, that's for sure. You know, on defense, they've got Street that certainly likes to jump up and play, and he can be a dangerous player. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how we prepare ourselves and get ready for this game. I like their team. They play with some speed, and they got some size, and they can do some things.
When you look back at last season, where was it that this Islanders team last year was problems?
Well, I didn't, you know, when I look back at last season, you know, whether it's the Islanders or anybody, I thought that, especially on the road, we didn't play great. We opened things up too much, and whether you're playing the New York Islanders or anybody, it didn't really matter. We really shot ourselves in the foot. So for me, we got into a little bit of a race against them than I would have liked to. I would have liked to tighten things up a lot more than we did. We were way too loose, and I didn't think we showed them and gave them enough respect. And it was certainly something we talked about and prepared our team for, but you can prepare all you want. You know, so those are lessons that I'm hoping we've learned.
Keith, the coin coach, you were coached against him in the American Hockey League. What do you think of Keith?
Well, he's a smart player. He's a good offensive player, you know, and he started off pretty good. I think he's got 3 goals and 2 assists so far, and he's a small player that uses a long stick, but he's crafty. He's found a way to produce. He's always been a point-producing player in the American Hockey League, you know, and he's managing to do that now. So he's a good player for them. I mean, it's good to see him get an opportunity. I know you picked him up from Toronto and looked like he was going to get a chance there, but it's good he's taking advantage of it. I just don't want him to take advantage of it against us, you know. But any time you see a guy get an opportunity like that, I think you got to be happy for him, you know, to see that they persevere the way that he does. He's a dangerous guy. I mean, I look at that goal he scored, I think it was against Boston, there, we just come in and slapped it top shelf. It was a nice goal.
I know you're always evaluating. Where do you
You know, I'm just looking for us to continue to grow, really. I just want us to just continue to stay on task and kind of just keep with our puck management and our good defending and, you know, just continue to grow. That's what we're looking for. We're looking to just keep the balance and just keep playing well. You know, I'd really like us to be 3-1-1 after this game. That would really help us. And getting off to a good start would help us. We're going on the road. So for me, it's just keep emphasizing the things that you do well and stay with the plan.
What's James Wright been doing all
around? You know, he's just a steady guy. Like, he's strong on pucks. He gets to people on the forecheck. I mean, he's reliable. He's played a good couple of games, you know, which is what, when I did some research on him, that's what I was told he was, and he's exactly that, you know. He's a guy that you can put out anywhere. You know, he kills penalties. We haven't had him in that role, but, you know, I understand he's a good penalty killer. He's played center as well. As, you know, I don't know if he's a left winger or center, plays both, but he's just been trustworthy, and that's really all I want from him. You know, if he can do that, chip in a little bit offensively, but I'm not looking for him to do that. Just want to trust his game. So I'm not afraid of who he's out there against, and that way I can play my fourth line and not worry who they're out against. And he's done a good job there. Don't believe so. Can't tell you that.
You say your team didn't give the Islanders maybe enough respect last year. That's a strange thing to hear coming from a team that didn't even play us itself.
What do you want me to tell you? You know, it's nothing to explain. It's just what I felt in the games. I remember playing there in the island, and I think we lost in overtime. Wasn't real happy with the game. We opened it up, and wasn't happy with the way we managed our game. But I think we've matured this year, so I'm hoping that we continue to see that. Okay, thanks, guys.